Everyone, we'll get the hearing of submissions on the proposed South End water main plan underway today. And just before we hear from submitters this morning, reporting team, anything for us?
Nothing today.
Okay, we now hear from submitters. First on my list is Natalie McCray. Morning, come on up. So for all the submitters, this is the table we have for you up here. So thanks for coming in this morning. We've read the original submission that you put in, so you don't need to read that out to us.
Cool.
But you're very welcome to speak to that and highlight key points for us, and after that we'll see if we have questions for you.
Thanks. Just by way of overview, my husband and I, together with his family, farm 630 hectares at Mokorita. The farm is predominantly sheep with some dairy grazing. We have approximately 35 kilometres of waterways on our property. And the home block was actually originally designed so that there was a waterway in every paddock. Recently we've put in a water system and are slowly fencing off the waterways which are capable of being fenced off. In relation to my submissions, just the first one there on Objective 13, I note the Section 42A report took into account my recommendation of amending Objective 13. However, I'm not comfortable with clauses A and B now becoming Objective 13A and Objective 13B in that report. I'd rather they were just gone completely. And then in relation to the physiographic zones, I do support the use of different zones to determine risks. Majority of our farm falls into the bedrock slash hill country zone. However, part of it is shown as oxidising, and we believe this is incorrect. I note in the Environment Southland answers to questions from the hearing commissioners that any errors in the zoning could be rectified at the resource consent stage, and they suggested new policy X in the Section 42A report to facilitate this. I don't think that's adequate, and there needs to be a separate mechanism for fixing errors at Environment Southland's cost, rather than us having to go down the costly resource consent path. And then in relation to the farm environmental management plans, my main issue is probably just the cost and what we're actually going to get out of it. I understand it's estimated they'll cost $5,000 per annum to implement, and that's just money we won't be spending on fencing off waterways or riparian planting. Plus, I'd like to know what research there is to show that these will actually help anyone other than Environment Southland understand air farming practices. It appears to be paperwork just for the sake of paperwork. And I think I said in my submission as well, more information on this Environment Southland Register of Independently Audited Self-Management Participants would be quite helpful. I had a quick look at the Section 42A report again this morning and couldn't see anything. So, yeah. And then in relation to Rule 23, intensive winter grazing, the Section 42A report still has the suggestion of not more than 50 hectares of intensive winter grazing being undertaken on a land holding for it to be a permitted activity. I still don't think this takes into account the scale of the property, and I prefer the suggestion of a percentage of the land holding. And then in relation to Rule 23BVII, with the vegetation strips, we will lose the ability to plant crops on a significant amount of our property without applying for a resource consent. I note the Section 42A report has suggested the setback requirements be changed to 5 metres for land with a slope less than or equal to 9 degrees and 20 metres for slope greater than 9 degrees. At the moment, we fence off a buffer of 3 metres, and it works fine. Our farm consultant took a test at the top and bottom of one of our crop paddocks in July, and the E. coli result at the top was 0.1 and at the bottom it was 0. And for the nitrogen, the level was 0.68 parts per million at the top and 0.75 parts per million at the bottom, when the average in Southland for that time was 1 to 1.6. ppm. So my preference would just be the 3 metre buffer zone, regardless of the slope. It's simple and highly effective on our property. And then just lastly, in relation to the cultivation on sloping ground, Rule 25, I just think that it should be a permitted activity provided it doesn't occur, again, within 3 metres of the lake, river, watercourse, etc. The Section 42A report requirements of 20 metres from the outer edge of a bed on land with a slope greater than 9 degrees is a massive area. We have some paddocks that have like 3 waterways running through them, and potentially we wouldn't be able to cultivate 120 metres in those paddocks without applying for consent. Further, because the definition of cultivation includes spraying, we wouldn't have any effective way of keeping the weeds down in those areas. The rule just seems very impractical, and I think there needs to be more research done before Environment Southland make a huge part of our farm and other property in Southland ineffective. Thanks.
Thank you very much. It's been very clearly put to us. I'll see if we have questions for you.
No, I think it's been very clear. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Very good. Thank you for coming in. I'll just a question about the farm management plans, and you used the figure of $5,000.
Yes.
Not sure where you got that from. But if it could be done for a long way less than that, would that change your view on that?
Yes. And I think perhaps if they could be used for a longer period of time.
So there's two issues there, the cost and their durability over time. Do you keep records on your farm, fertiliser history and all that? So you've kind of got some sort of management plan thing going on now.
That's we already sort of do this. It would just be some of the maps and that required, that I think that initial startup cost would be quite high. But then, potentially going forward, it wouldn't be as bad.
Yeah, okay. Thank you for that.
No questions, very clear. Thanks.
Mark?
No, thank you. Eric asked my question, so that's good. Thanks.
Just about the farm environment management plans, have you had any liaison with Beef and Land New Zealand, who strongly promote their land and environment planning process?
Not personally.
Right. Are you aware of their initiatives?
Probably to some degree, yeah.
Right. Okay. No, that was all. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thanks. Morning.